Christian Gonzalez returned to practice on Monday, August 24th, after missing 2 weeks, per Michael Hurley at NBC Sports Boston, our last episode's first watch item, answered on day one. Then the story changed shape. At Tuesday's media session, Gonzalez told reporters the contract talks were frustrating and declined to say whether the 2 week absence had anything to do with the negotiations, per Hurley. That matters, because our last episode carried Vrabel's insistence that the absence was about the injury, not the extension, a line the player himself would not draw. The same day, General Manager Elliot Wolf confirmed, per his press conference transcript on the team's website, that the standing offer to make Gonzalez the league's highest-paid cornerback still holds after Devin Witherspoon's new deal, calling him an elite player the team wants in New England. 2 days later, Adam Schefter reported the sides haven't been close, with New England apparently unwilling to match the roughly $33 million a year benchmark Witherspoon set, per Hurley. Asked after Thursday's finale about the public frustration, Vrabel said he had no reaction and that the two communicate, per the post-game transcript. So the defense's best player is on the field, the team says the offer stands, and the reporting says the gap is real. Cut day itself came Sunday, August 30th. The team's official transactions log lists 36 players released to reach 53, among them running back Lan Larrison, linebackers Chad Muma and Braden Swinson, receiver Nick DeGennaro, cornerbacks Marcellus Dial Jr. and Kendall Vildor, and punter Matt Hock. Two of those were our last episode's heroes, DeGennaro's fourth-quarter game winner against the Eagles, Larrison's 74 scrimmage yards the same night, both gone. Cutting Dial left Drake May as the only player remaining from the team's eight-man 2024 draft class, per Nick Goss at NBC Sports Boston. The list moves are where we owe you a correction of omission. Harold Landry III went to the reserve physically unable to perform list, per the transactions log, which makes the edge rusher ineligible for at least the first 4 games. And our August 23rd episode never told you Landry was hurt at all. Marcus Bryant's ankle injury from the Eagles game became an injured reserve designation, and Brendan Schooler went to the reserve non-football injury list. Vrabel said after the finale that both could come off their lists during the season, and that the team wants to be careful with them, per the post-game transcript. Now the battle we left open, because it resolved against both contestants. This thread tracked the third running back job as Larrison against Hassan Haskins, and the team site's post-camp review by Evan Lazar still framed it that way on Friday. Haskins between the tackles power against Larrison's sub-package upside. One day later, the Patriots traded a 2028 seventh-round pick to the Cardinals for running back Corey Kiner and released Haskins the same day, per the team's announcement. Larrison was cut Sunday. The answer came from outside the building. It was the middle trade of 3 in 6 days. On August 25th, the team sent receiver Kayshon Boutte to the Texans for safety Jalen Reed and a 2028 seventh-round pick, per the team's announcement. And on cutdown day, it sent a 2027 sixth-round pick to the Vikings for tackle Walter Rouse and a 2027 seventh, per both clubs' official transaction logs. Our other open watch item was interior line and inside linebacker depth, and the answer split. The line got bodies. Rouse arrived, Greg Van Roten had already signed, and the initial 53 carries 10 offensive linemen, per Goss. Inside linebacker got a subtraction, Muma cut, KJ Britt kept, with Vrabel crediting Britt's physicality in his August 24th press conference, per the transcript. And the Beat's verdict on the front seven is blunt. Goss calls the team alarmingly thin at edge rusher. Tom E. Curran's reading, per Hurley, was that the players competing for the back half of the roster failed, and that the front office has to work the waiver wire. With Landry shelved, Hurley names Draymond Jones and Elijah Ponder as the top edge rushers. Phil Perry added that second-round rookie Gabe Jackus, who bit on finale play fakes including one that became a 52-yard completion, doesn't yet look like a dependable rotational rusher, per Hurley. The finale, briefly, a 37-13 loss at Cleveland on Thursday, with the starters rested for a third straight game, per Evan Lazar at the team's website. The backup defense allowed 3 straight Browns scoring drives in the first quarter, and Vrabel called the performance not good enough, per Lazar. What reads differently now? rookie Kyle Williams caught a 45-yard touchdown from Tommy DeVito, his third touchdown catch of the preseason, and kicker Andy Borogales made all three of his kicks to finish 7-for-7 over the final two games, per Lazar. The Borogales panic from earlier in August keeps shrinking. One unfinished item. Vrabel said August 24th that Bryce Berringer's injury was serious enough the team would probably have to sign a new punter, per the transcript. It signed Hawk that day, Hawk punted the finale, and Sunday the team released him, per the transactions log, with Berringer listed on the initial 53, per Goss. Trevaeon Henderson, who was expected to miss the August 25 practice, Wolf said only that the team was working through the situation, per the transcript, made the 53 at running back. Back in July, we previewed this team as the market's strangest case, a top six championship price next to an underdog line in its own division, and sided with the roster, and cut day-loaded both pans of that scale. The offensive half of the read held its shape. The quarterback was kept out of harm's way all preseason. The line added a tackle by trade, and the young receivers made the team. The other half got heavier. The defense's best player is publicly frustrated about his contract while Schefter reports a real gap. And the edge group lost Landry for at least four games the day before the beat called it alarmingly thin. The read stays complicated, and now the complications have names. What to watch next? Where those 36 cut names land? Vrabel said after the finale that some will be brought back on the practice squad, per the transcript. But squads cannot form until waivers clear, and nothing is signed until it is. That wave is the next episode's job. Beyond it, whether the front office works the wire at edge rusher the way Curran argued it must, whether Berringer is the punter when the games count, and any movement on the Gonzalez extension. We'll check back once the claims and the practice squads are in. Data via NFLverse.